Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Month going here already, almost 2 weeks into June. That's hard to believe. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And we are joined by an economist, Sam Kuhn, with Appcast in Boston, Massachusetts. And you can see it's Joe on our, what we call the live stream, kdkradio.com. You can click on it. There's the KDK Radio YouTube page. Brought to you by Metropolitan Window Company. Joe, welcome to KDKA. Good morning. Or Sam, I mean. I don't know why I said Joe.
Good morning, Larry. How you doing?
Good. That's because our last guest name was Joe, but full disclosure. Anyway, I think a lot of people in the month of May were surprised that payroll increased 139,000 in May and more than expected. Unemployment is at 4.2%. So as we get into the summer months, where are we? Where do we stand?
Sure. So I would say at when you look at the headline numbers, when you look at 139,000 new jobs, that seems fairly solid. However, when you start to break down these numbers by industry, we are starting to see some weaknesses emerge. To your point is that the unemployment rate stayed at 4.2%. However, when you actually look at what are the major industries hiring right now in the U.S. economy, it's basically hospitals and restaurants. So healthcare and hospitality, those are the two main sectors that are adding jobs right now. And then outside of those major sectors, there's not that much hiring demand. So, for example, manufacturing lost jobs last month. Also, construction, and then also professional business services. And then federal government employment declined by 22,000 as well. So outside of really hospitals and restaurants, there's just not that much hiring demand.
So, Sam, what are the economists expected to what are they thinking about the next report?
Well, the next report is probably going to be somewhere along the similar lines where we probably are going to add about 100 to 125,000 new jobs. We're just seeing a slow downward trend in job growth in the U.S. economy. This has been a trend that's going on beyond just 2025. 2024, we saw the job growth slowly started to cool as well. But in 2025, really with May's job report, we're seeing that that trend is accelerating, is that we're seeing that job growth is really starting to cool. And it's almost a warning sign. There was a lot of yellow flags in this job report about what the potential path the U.S. economy could take for the rest of the summer.
It seems like, Sam, that there are so many people who just are uncertain about the future, and especially the business owners. A large portion of our small business owners who make up a substantial part of the economy.
Yeah, absolutely. So the two main surveys that we track in terms of how households or consumers feel about the economy, consumer sentiment is at a near all-time low. So consumers feel really pessimistic about the economy right now. They feel very uncertain. And then to your point as well, businesses also are potentially pulling back on investment. Is that because of this uncertainty in the economy as it relates to trade policy and other things going on, businesses are just going to say, let's pause, let's hit the brakes, and let's see where this goes over the next 3 to 4 months. And that's potentially going to lead to lower job growth in the summer into the fall as well.
This is really confusing to me that we're getting such mixed signals in reporting from the media, Sam. I'll give you a couple of examples and then circle back to consumer confidence. We have a report running this morning about GM expanding production in the United States. We have reports on inflation remaining fairly low. And now here's a headline from CNBC. Consumer confidence for May much stronger than expected on optimism for trade deals.
Sure. So what we saw was that coming out of Liberation Day, April 2nd, was that consumer confidence dipped significantly. And then following the trade deal in early May, we saw a bit of a rebound, but still relative to where it was in 2024, consumers still feel more pessimistic. However, I think we potentially avoided like a disaster scenario. Still feel like...
How do you think the markets and the consumers are going to react to the announcement of a trade deal framework that's been agreed to by the U.S. and China?
I think they'll both feel quite positive. I mean, if there is a more trade deal stuck, we could see that we avoid an actual major, you know, economic slowdown, a recession. Is that right now we're just sort of in this period of uncertainty where some slowdown in labor market growth hits us, but we aren't, entering this significant slowdown that has been feared by economists and people on Wall Street as well, especially in April.
All right, Sam, when's the next major harbinger of economy, you know, position right now?
So the in terms of the what's the next
what are we looking for as indicator, as a big indicator?
Sure. So inflation, to your point, is a really big thing we track from the Bureau of Labor Statistics and then also from the Bureau of Economic Analysis. We want to see are prices rising in the summer? When consumers go to the grocery store, are they getting higher grocery bills? When they go to a hotel, are they expecting higher prices as well? Airlines. So that's that's the place that we're looking at closely as summer travel picks up.
And Sam, how far are we away from the next report on GDP?
Sure. So we just got the latest GDP report a few weeks ago, and then the next Q2 GDP report is coming up again in July, I believe.
All right. Sam, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Sam Kuhn with AppCast, an economist, checking in on where, and I'm curious, when you get to the summer anyway, you have all the college students out looking, in some cases, for that temporary work. There should be, typically in the summer, almost a little slowdown overall.
Who knows what will happen with that, Larry? We think things were going to work one way and then they turn out another. For example, the most recent employment report was far above what was expected. And so it's good to know where those yellow flags are flapping, that the majority of the hiring was in the restaurant, the hospitality industry, and the healthcare industry. But again, with consumer confidence bouncing back up a little bit and the inflation reports, remaining low, it's really hard to know. And I agree with what Sam was saying about, especially, and what you mentioned about small business owners being uncertain about what to do next. I think a lot of people are sitting on the sidelines and waiting for this thing to pan out.
So we'll see where it goes. And I think, yes, in the coming year, you would hope that some of these things would settle in and we'd have a more predictable probability of what's next. He said he knows a lot of yinzers.
And he rattled off a long list of names when he did it.
Stick around in just a moment. The president has tweeted about Elon Musk.
No, he's tweeted about the trade deal with China.
I'm sorry. Elon Musk. Yeah. I had that in my mind because Elon Musk tweeted that he kind of overreacted. He said, we'll get into that in just a minute. First, we want to check in with the National Weather Service. Meteorologist Ken Cermak. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
I don't have to tell you how many people are counting on weather conditions as the U.S. Open gets underway officially tomorrow, practice round today. Kind of walk us through the weekend.
So high pressure is in place now after we've had a few wet days. So we're expecting warming temperatures up into the mid and upper 80s today, tomorrow, and Friday. Dry weather today and tomorrow. And then another system moves through over the weekend with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the area Friday afternoon, becoming more widespread and numerous during the day Saturday, and then tapering off on Sunday.
Well, Ken, I know this is hard for you to project at this point, but what do the models show us in terms of the timeline on rain and showers on Saturday and Sunday?
They show the most widespread and intense rainfall and thunderstorm activity to be occurring in the afternoon and evening hours each of those days, with a lull occurring overnight and during early morning hours.
It's interesting because we had checked in, Ken. I guess the USGA has a team of meteorologists, and they've got their own tent set up over at Oakmont. If they ever check in with you guys, obviously when you post watches and warnings, that's important. But they have to try to walk through the hours so that they can arrange the tee times to avoid bad weather.
That's right, yes. We have meteorologists deployed to the County Emergency Operations Center, the Allegheny County EOC. And so we are in constant contact with the planners for the event, the meteorologists that they hire, and also the county emergency management team that is helping sort of coordinate the event and make sure everything runs smoothly.
And well, that said, do you have any concerns of severe weather? I guess that's the important part.
At this time, it's still a little too early to tell. Anytime you get thunderstorms during the summer, they can pose a threat for strong winds and lightning. So that's certainly something that we're keeping a close eye on. But in terms of organized severe thunderstorms with hail and tornadoes and that like, not so much right now, but we are keeping a close eye.
Okay. Well, we appreciate the time, Ken. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anytime.
Meteorologist Ken Cermak at the National Weather Service Office in Pittsburgh.
I don't know about you, Larry, but if I were going to the golf course on either Saturday or Sunday, it would be comforting to know that there's more than one agency keeping a very close eye on what's going on. You know, safety for several tens of thousands of people is something that you can't take lightly at all. I mean, this is the most serious responsibility probably of any involved in the U.S. Open.
Yeah, because there will be exposure for people outdoors, obviously. So if particularly Saturday and Sunday, you may want to have one of those little umbrellas that are easy to carry that pop up.
And I wonder, and I don't know about this, I'm just wondering out loud, assuming that there is a high probability of late afternoon thunderstorms and thundershowers on both Saturday and Sunday, I wonder if they have the flexibility to move the start times up much earlier than they would ordinarily. I don't know if that's how it...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Works or not.
I got the sense of that yesterday when we talked to the official meteorologist, Jake Swick, with the USGA. He indicated he's been doing this for 20 years that they could make moves like that that's weather dependent. And then, of course, if they have to, they could bump to Monday if there would be a absolute washout. But keep in mind also, tomorrow and Friday, they have 156 golfers, and they're starting tee times in the 6 a.m. hour. But then when the cut comes after Friday, you know, the field is much smaller, and so then it's more manageable.
We'll see. And the good news is, in this last pattern of weather, the Pirates have not been totally rained out, have they? They've been delayed a couple times.
It's remarkable.
Yeah, so maybe this trend will hold. If it does, if we do get some rain and some thunderstorms, maybe they'll be brief and we'll get back to play, hopefully.
All right, back to President Trump's tweet about a trade deal potentially with China.
Just moments after we finished our interview about the economy, I went back to my social media feed and the president posted 20 minutes ago this message: our deal with China is done, subject to final approval with President Xi and me. Full magnets and any necessary rare earths will be supplied upfront by China. Likewise, we will provide to China what was agreed to, including Chinese students using our colleges and universities. We are getting a total of 55% tariffs. China is getting 10%.
I'm just curious. I would love to talk to somebody that could explain how that works. In other words, if you have a tariff and they're saying, well, we have 55%, we're going to impose tariffs on Chinese products, and theirs is 10, why would they agree to it? Why wouldn't it be the same?
I think that they're looking at, in simplest terms, the equation in terms of balancing the trade imbalance between the two countries. So China has a certain amount of goods and services that are coming into the U.S., and that plays this much of a role in the U.S. economy, and the United States has this much going out, right?
So that kind of evens the playing field.
Well, there's a, you know, China has a tremendous trade advantage, if you want to call it that. So this is aimed at that. Would it correct it? I don't know. You know, this, I'm with you. I want to talk to somebody who really knows how this tariff thing works. I was waiting for that.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm curious. And I know a Chinese importer. He's an American who has traded for generations with China. So I'll get his take. We'll get him on the air.
Yeah, and let's also, if we could, dig up a trade expert from one of the universities. Maybe they can give us a tariff talk.
Oh, tariff talk, tick tock. This is the Big K Morning Show. So much going on. Larry Richard with our team ready for the week. By the way, tomorrow we'll be broadcasting from Oakmont Bakery, and that's just at the base of the hill, Halton Road, up to where the golf course is and where tens of thousands of people will be gathered. Final practice round is today. The tournament gets underway in our 6 a.m. hour tomorrow morning. We are joined by a football superstar, in my opinion, Brandon Short. Brandon, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you sharing with us from McKeesport. Of course, you were a great Penn State player, McKeesport. Sports famous Tiger team, and 7 years in the NFL. And we're here not to talk about football, to talk about something I'm sure in some ways you still find extremely difficult to share. But I wanted to do this because we want to highlight the story of your sister, Carly.
Yeah, it was my daughter, Carly, and unfortunately, Carly was a victim of domestic violence. She was 5 months pregnant, and her boyfriend didn't want her to have the baby, and he shot her. So we lost my daughter and potentially, you know, my grandchild in a terrible act of gun violence.
Unfortunately, this kind of tragedy isn't as rare as people would think. 45,000 Americans die from gun-related injuries annually, and I can't imagine how you deal with the pain. But in her name, you're trying to bring awareness to this, and tell us how you're doing that.
Yeah, so, you know, losing a child is, you know, one of the most difficult things to sort of imaginable. You know, things you're not supposed to go before. Your child isn't supposed to leave the earth before you. But through that pain, we, you know, tried to channel it this energy into something positive. You know, we saw the gun violence. There's so many people that deal with gun violence in every way, not necessarily being directly affected, but just the trauma of seeing it and being around it. You know, we become numb. There's a lot of organizations out there that are trying to enact smarter gun laws and influence legislation. But my wife and I decide to try to directly support people who are affected by gun violence. I'm a member of Penn State's board, and I know that at the best of times, it's very difficult for students, you know, making a transition into college. So we decided to offer scholarships and financial support to students affected by gun violence. So we formed the Carly Short Better Tomorrow Foundation in 2022. We're proud to say in just four short years, we've raised over $1 million, offered 9 scholarships, and we've had our first student graduate, and we'll have 2 more graduate this summer.
And I would imagine for you and your family, seeing those young people graduate and knowing that you had a lot to do with your daughter's name attached to something positive in the face of great tragedy.
It means the world. And, you know, we just don't offer scholarships. We try to get to know each and every one of our scholars. We spend time with them. And you know, it's cathartic for me, you know, hearing their stories, sharing my stories, and seeing, you know, all that they'll become. You know, they're scholars in Carly's name, but they have their own dreams, their own ambitions, and, you know, through, you know, giving to our foundation, you're helping those dreams become a reality.
And the big event is Saturday night at the Omni William Penn in Pittsburgh. I see you have a pretty famous MC.
Yeah, my brother, Pittsburgh's own LeVar Arrington and Penn State's own LeVar Arrington. LeVar is going to be the host. We'll have a number of other notable sports people. LeVar Arrington Jr., he'll be there. Like, if you don't get a chance to make it up to Happy Valley, a number of the current players, Dom DeLuca, Zaki Wheatley, Pittsburgh's own Zariah Fisher, Anthony Speca, Peter Gonzalez. There'll be a lot of interesting sports people, a number of Steelers, Joey Porter Sr., Mike Logan. So it's always a night of fun and dancing and fellowship.
And that's so important to keep Carly's memory alive and, again, doing the most positive thing you can do in the light of that terrible tragedy. Well, Brandon, I appreciate you sharing the story. And again, this is Saturday night. You can reach out. What's the best way for someone who wants to participate or help the organization?
So you can purchase a ticket. You can make a donation, or you can participate in our online auction. We have a lot of great items. We have Steelers tickets, Steelers Ravens tickets with sideline passes. We got Oregon, Penn State whiteout tickets with sideline passes. Good Morning America backstage, Bat Show backstage. You can go to ksbbettertomorrow.org. That's ksbettertomorrow.org. And you can buy a ticket, come on out and spend time with us, make a donation, or participate in our online auction.
Carly Short in her name. Brandon, I appreciate you taking the time, and thanks for all you're doing to help so many others.
Yeah, thank you for always being such a strong supporter of the show, Larry. Really appreciate you, man.
You got it. And you can get some of these items. Saquon Barkley, you may have heard of him. He just won a Super Bowl. Penn State grad Joey Porter Jr., Jack Ham stuff. And Brandon has been very out front in this effort. So we encourage you to take a look and see if you can help.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White news desk, Aaron Rodgers met the media after the first day at Steelers camp.
A lot of great people here, great fan base. You know, we played here over the years. They even got their own song they play, you know, late in the third or in the fourth quarter. But it's a special, special place to play sports.
I thought it was a good first exchange. It lasted about 13 minutes. And one of the things the national media picked up on was the secret wedding. Someone asked him, is that a wedding ring? He said, yeah. And when did you get married? He said, a couple of months ago.
In the wake of the Rogers media interview yesterday and ahead of training camp, Jeff Hathorn just told me, our sports director, Larry, this is going to be the biggest training camp in 20 years.
I would say, yeah, there'll be a lot of excitement. The one factor kind of got pushed off the news was TJ Watt did not show. He is under contract, but he didn't show at mandatory camp. He will be fined for that for every day he doesn't show.
And there's 3 days, and if he doesn't show for those, it's $52,000. Well, the party will not back him, but the Republican nominee for Pittsburgh mayor is not dropping out.
I didn't say I resign. I didn't say I leave. I said I'm done dealing with the parties and begging for their approval when I have the approval of the city of Pittsburgh.
And the confusion is, since the Republican Party in the region said they would not back him, people thought, well, I guess that means he's not running. No, he did win the primary, and so he says he'll continue.
Former police officer Tony Moreno. And then after last week's social media feud between Elon Musk and Donald Trump, Larry, today there's a new development.
Early this morning, Musk posted on his social media platform X, quote, "I regret some of my posts about President Trump last week. They went too far."
I decided to switch up from Henry Mancini's It's the Power of Love.
Oh.
And so we'll see. I was a little confused. I thought when you said the president tweeted at first, my mind was he's reacting to Elon in his tweet, but no, that was about China.
Not yet. I don't know if he's responded. I'll check, but I don't know. Hopefully the feud is over.
Paul, it's the power of love.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.